This is KCUR. Despite the well-known risks, the rate of smoking has remained stubbornly high in Missouri, about 25% of adults. That's compared with 18% nationally. In Kansas City's public housing, the problem is even worse, with a smoking rate of around 40%. That's especially disturbing to health advocates because the high numbers of vulnerable people, children, people with disabilities, and elderly who live in public housing. A new policy aims to do away with smoking in city-owned housing, but as you might expect, it's not popular with some residents. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
On a breezy Friday afternoon at Gwinnett Manor, Carrie Terry lights up a cigarette and fumes over changes coming to her building.
I think it's BS.
Terry's talking about the upcoming ban on smoking, both inside and outside Housing Authority properties.
It's against our rights. We have the right to do what we, within reason, in our own homes, and it's against our legal rights as a U.S. citizen.
After a year and a half of planning and asking for comments, the Housing Authority made it official earlier this month. A smoking ban will go into effect on July 1st, affecting more than 5,000 people living in about 1,700 apartments and houses. People in the Housing Choice Voucher Program, or what used to be called Section 8 housing, won't be affected. Edwin Lowndes is executive director of the Housing Authority. He says the move was prompted by a fire at Brush Creek Towers 2 years ago.
It was a smoker who was smoking in bed, who also was on oxygen. He had respiratory issues. And somehow his apartment caught on fire because of his smoking. And it caused a significant amount of damage to that high rise.
Lowndes says the ban is needed to protect resident health and safety, but it's also to protect the buildings from smoke damage. About a quarter of the residential units change tenants every year, and cleaning up after smokers can cost the Housing Authority a lot of money.
If it's a light smoker, it might add to our cost about $1,500 just to change it. But if it were a heavy smoker that lived in that apartment for a considerable time, it might be an additional or a total of $5,000 more than what we'd ordinarily term.
He estimates that banning smoking could save the Housing Authority as much as $500,000 a year. A Mid-America Regional Council survey shows that the majority of the residents support the ban, but Martha Allen, who's president of the Public Housing Residents Council, has heard from many people like Terry who oppose it.
Can you imagine someone who's on Social Security, Medicaid, or probably not getting any income at all? And they started smoking when they were very young, and now you're telling them you've got to quit. Where am I going to go? Smoking is my only pleasure, some of them said.
Allen supports the ban, but along with the Residents' Council, she pushed for a few accommodations to help smokers. One would connect people to low or no-cost stop-smoking programs. Another offers a grace period for some smokers that would last until the end of the year. But for many residents, the issue isn't quitting smoking. It's about personal rights. In Kansas City, Missouri, public housing residents pay 30% of their income for rent. And as Allen explains, the idea of home is an emotional issue.
People figure when they got a home, no one should be able to go into the home and tell them what to do.
I can certainly understand why they feel that way. And it is their home, but it is property that belongs to someone else.
Alan Rostron teaches constitutional law at UMKC. He says not only is the Housing Authority a property owner, but it's also a government agency, which means it has that much more authority to implement a ban. As for smokers' rights, those who light up aren't really entitled to protection in the way, say, racial or religious groups are.
All the government needs to do to regulate smoking is show that the regulation in question is rational. It really just has to be something that is at least possible or arguable that it could serve a legitimate government interest of some sort.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development encouraged public housing authorities to ban smoking in 2009. To date, more than 600 have done so, and none have faced a successful legal challenge, according to the Smoke-Free Environments Law Project. A smoking ban came to Lawrence Douglas County in January of 2011. Executive Director Shannon Owery believes it's the first and only ban in Kansas. The policy decision also met with anger and some indifference from residents there, even after it was implemented.
We have had some people who it took a while to get them to respect the policy.
But Owery says the ban so far has not led to any evictions, and it's even caused some residents to quit smoking. When it comes to enforcement in Kansas City, Executive Director Lowndes insists the Housing Authority won't be intrusive.
We're not going to be, knocking on doors and going into apartments.
But the enforcement policy will have teeth. It'll be a 3-strike system with 2 warnings and then the possibility of eviction. Those consequences could be severe for low-income residents, but that doesn't bother resident Renee Lewis. She's a banned supporter who's more concerned about the health of her children than the rights of her smoking neighbors.
Yes, I will report them. Yes. Because if I have to live by the rules, I feel that you would as well.
Smokers living in Housing Authority properties now have just over a month to decide how they're going to deal with the ban. Alex Smith, KCUR News.